This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Mariupol has appeared to be on the verge of falling to Russians on Tuesday as Ukraine moved to abandon the steel plant where hundreds of its fighters had held out for months under relentless bombardment in the last bastion of resistance in the devastated city. The capture of Mariupol would make it the biggest city to be taken by Moscow's forces and would give the Kremlin a badly needed victory, though the landscape has largely been reduced to rubble. More than 260 Ukrainian fighters, some of them seriously wounded and taken out on stretchers, left the ruins, the plant on Monday, and turned themselves over to the Russian side in a deal negotiated by the warring parties. An additional 7 buses carrying an unknown number of Ukrainian soldiers from the plant were seen arriving at a former penal colony in the town approximately 88 kilometers north of Mariupol. While Russia called it a surrender, the Ukrainians avoided that word and instead said the plant's garrison had successfully completed its mission to down Russian forces and was under new orders. The U.S. State Department said Tuesday that it is still pushing to have regular contact with WNBA star Brittany Griner of the Phoenix Mercury, who has been detained in Russia for nearly 3 months. A counselor official was able to meet with Griner last week when her pretrial detention in Russia was extended for a month. Griner had been detained wrongfully, according to U.S. officials, since February after vape cartridges containing oil derived from cannabis were allegedly found in our luggage. This is VOA News. A new study says that pollution of all types is killing 9 million people each year. About three-quarters of that is air pollution. We get details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Tuesday's study says overall pollution deaths haven't changed much from 2015 to 2019, but that's because household pollution from primitive stoves and waste-filled water pollution is down. Air pollution deaths from cars, trucks, and industry are up 55% from 2000. Scientists say pollution deaths are increasing, especially in poorer nations. While pollution deaths are dropping in the United States, dirty air, water, lead, and pollution at work still kills 140,000 Americans a year, more than in any other industrialized nation. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has now cleared booster shots for healthy kids ages 5 to 11. AP's Ed Donahue.
It's not clear how much demand there will be for boosters in this age group. Only about 30% of them have had the initial 2 Pfizer doses since vaccines opened to them in November. In a small study, Pfizer found a booster revved up those kids' levels of virus-fighting antibodies, including those able to fight the super-contagious Omicron variant, the same kind of effects adults get from the extra shot. Whether elementary school kids need a booster has been overshadowed by parents' outcry to vaccinate those under 5, the only group not yet eligible in the U.S. The FDA is expected to evaluate data later this month. Ed Donahue, Washington.
North Korea has reported more than 232,000 new cases of fever and another 6 deaths as the leader Kim Jong-un accused officials of immaturity and slackness in their early handling of COVID-19 and the ravaging across the unvaccinated region. The country's antivirus headquarters said 62 people have died, more than 1.7 million people have fallen ill amid the rapid spread of fever last month. April said more than a million people recovered, but at least 69,000 or 691,000 remain in quarantine. Outside experts say most of the illnesses would be COVID-19, although North Korea has been only able to confirm a small number of COVID-19 cases since acknowledging an Omicron outbreak last week, likely because of insufficient testing capabilities. There's more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.